Octavian's brilliant arrangement, which is known as the Principate, rule by the princeps or first man, could just as easily be termed a dictatorship. But comparing the two centuries of Pax Romana, which resulted from the Principate, with the century of civil war which had preceded it, the Principate literally saved the Roman Empire. Octavian was no saint. He could not fight Antony and the senatorial faction at the same time. So he set up the second triumvirate with an Antony and an Aristic counterweight named Lepidus, or Pretty Boy. Unlike the so-called first triumvirate of Caesar, Crassus, and Pompey, the second triumvirate of Octavian, Antony, and Pretty Boy Lepidus was a legal arrangement backed up by Julius Caesar's adoring veterans. Unofficially, the second triumvirate required its members to draw up a list of proscriptions. Atop Antony's hit list was the name Marcus Tullius Cicero, leader of the senatorial faction. Rome's greatest orator was executed with Octavian's approval. Yet at least the average Roman was spared the reign of terror which had followed the earlier civil wars. In 42 BC, the Second Triumvirate's forces stamped out the assassins of Julius Caesar. When Lepidus temporarily mistook himself for an equal partner, Octavian and Antony kicked him upstairs to the job of Pontifex Maximus. The next decade was spent in an uneasy peace between Octavian, who ruled the western Latin-speaking half of the Roman world, and Antony, who ruled the east Greek-speaking half. Although Antony had married Octavian's sister, and Octavian's sister was a loyal wife to Antony, Antony took up with a mistress, the now wealthy Queen Cleopatra of ancient Egypt. Typically of Octavian, he used this as propaganda against Antony, who dropped his dutiful Roman matron wife Octavia for an ancient Egyptian floozy. Rumor even had it that Antony wanted to leave the Eastern Roman Empire to his children with Cleopatra as king and queen. A showdown eventually came, ended by Agrippa's victory at the Battle of Actium in 31 BC. After a year's worth of mop-up activities in ancient Egypt, 33-year-old Octavian was sole ruler of the Roman world.